Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Rick Reichard. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fred Newman. Pitching for the California Angels, Fred Newman. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford bunts towards the mound. Newman fields it and throws to first for the out. Agee moves to second. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichard. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Agee scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Reichard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward juggles the ball. That's an error on Ward. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Romano and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Angels nothing. the Angels will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a fly ball towards right. Robinson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Robinson. Fregosi moves to second. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fregosi moves to third. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt takes first base on ball four. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fregosi scores. Reichardt moves to third. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Angels, 1. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reichardt tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Angels. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Agee takes first base on ball four. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Rogers and he is safe. Agee steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-0 in the game. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson is hit by the pitch. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron is hit by the pitch. Agee moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall who is chasing the ball. Ward reaches third base with a triple. Agee scores. Robinson scores. Skowron goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Dick Egan now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Dick Egan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Egan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardinal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 0-for-1 in the game. Noop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 1 in the game. Pizarro strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fregosi for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaborn hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Scourin hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall. McCraw reaches second base with a double. Romano moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen is walked intentionally. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0 for 2 in the game. Pizarro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone pinch hits for Dick Egan. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone takes first base on ball four. Schall moves to second. Willie Montanez pinch runs for Frank Malzone. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Schall moves to third. Montanez moves to second. Bruce Howard now pitching. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoop hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Rubio now pitching. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Agee is hit by the pitch. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Agee moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Agee scores. Buford moves to second. One out. It's 7-2, White Sox. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Ward is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Al Weiss now playing second base. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Don Buford now playing third base. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 2 in the game. Fregosi hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reichardt strikes out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Angels 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knoop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Rubio covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Angels 2. The Angels will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Ed Bailey pinch hits for Jorge Rubio. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Kirkpatrick pinch hits for Jim Pearsall. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cardenal moves to second. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-3 in the game. Knoop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. It's 7-5, White Sox. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fregosi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Angels 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Burdett now pitching. Jackie Hernandez now playing right field. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Buford bunts towards the mound. Burdett fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burdett. Agee moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaburn fields it and throws to second for the out. Agee moves to third. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Ken Berry. George Brunette now pitching. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Agee scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 8-5, White Sox. Danny Cater pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Romano is walked intentionally. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Angels 5. The Angels will come to bat. Danny Cater now playing left field. Tommy Agee now playing center field. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Reichardt strikes out. One out. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Buck Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Angels 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Lomaby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lomaby hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Agee strikes out. Rogers drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Agee out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Angels 5. The Angels will come to bat. Tom Satriano pinch hits for George Brunette. J.C. Martin now catching. Tom Satriano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Satriano strikes out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardinal. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Cardinal steals second. Willie Smith pinch hits for Jackie Hernandez. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knoop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cardinal scores. It's 8-6, White Sox. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0 for 4 in the game. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and California Angels, 6. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.